在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hi everybody, this is Jessie.
And Maura.
Welcome to today's episode, which is a catchword podcast.
Yeah, at culips.com. That's culips.com.
So, in catchword, we take a close look at one word or at an expression.
Yeah, and we talk about similar expressions and give you examples of these interesting expressions.
That's right. And as always, if you want to learn more about today's episode or if you'd like to listen to other episodes, you can visit our website.
Yeah, and you can check out Lip Service with lots of detailed explanations and quizzes and fun stuff in there, we promise.
So, Maura, what's today's expression?
Today's expression...Plan B.
Plan B. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one. What is Plan B, Jesse?
Well, Plan B is something you decide to do after the first thing you wanted to do didn't work out.
Right. So your first choice, something you wanted to do first, it doesn't work.
Right.
So you decide to do something else, something different, a second option.
Yeah. So we call that option Plan B.
Right. And B makes sense because first you have A, B. B is the second letter, so B is the second plan.
Exactly. So we might not always call our first plan Plan A, but we can still call our second plan Plan B.
Right. So an example could be...I wanted to make something for dinner. I wanted to make pizza, but then I realized I didn't have tomato sauce. So I went to Plan B. I decided to make something different for dinner.
Right. So in that case, making pizza was your first plan.
Right.
It didn't work out. So your Plan B was to make something else.
Yeah, I made pasta instead.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, it was a good Plan B.
Let's try another dialogue example. So, Maura, I'm going to play some board games with my family this weekend, but my brother always cheats. So if he cheats this time, our plan B is to just watch a movie together instead.
Yeah, it's not fun to play games when someone cheats. It's a good idea to have a plan B. It's good to have a second option because sometimes your first plan doesn't work out. Like, you want to go to the beach and it's raining, so plan B for a Saturday is to watch a movie inside.
You could watch a movie about a beach.
Exactly.
So, people sometimes use the term plan A if they're talking about their first choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes they even use the term plan C.To mean their third choice.
Yeah, so your first choice, your second choice, they both didn't work, so you need to do your third choice.
Right. But I think that Plan B is the most common.
Yeah, for sure, Plan B. And what other expressions are similar to Plan B?
Well, you could say a backup plan.
Right, a backup plan. So, your first plan didn't work, so you use your backup plan.
Right.
Yeah, could you give me an example?
Well, last weekend, I went shopping to buy a dress to wear to a party, but I couldn't find anything that I liked. So, I used my backup plan and borrowed a skirt from my friend.
That's a good idea. It's really hard to find something that you like.
I know, I'm so picky. I can't help it.
Well, I'm glad you had a friend to lend you something.
Yeah, borrowing her skirt was a good backup plan.
Right, so you could use backup plan, and a similar expression is fallback plan.
Right.
So just like plan B, just like backup plan, your first plan doesn't work, so you use a fallback plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to put cream in my coffee,But there was none left, so my fallback plan was to use milk.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Do you have another example?
Let's see. Well, I have a cousin who's in university, and he really wants to go to medical school, but he's not sure if his marks are good enough, So if he doesn't get in this year, his fallback plan is to take a few more courses and reapply next year.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I think it's smart of him to have a fallback plan in case he doesn't get in.
Okay, good. So remember, if your first plan doesn't work, you can go to Plan B, the second option, or
you can use a backup plan.
Right.
Or a fallback plan.
Right. So all three are expressions for when you need to choose the second option. Okay, good. So that's it for this episode at qlips.com. Don't forget to go to our website. And this has been Maura
and Jesse.
See you next time.
Bye.